Question 91. How do the sacraments become effectual means of salvation? Answer. The sacraments become effectual means of salvation, not from any virtue in them, or in him that doth administer them, but only by the blessing of Christ, and the working of his Spirit in them that by faith receive them. Question 92. What is a sacrament? Answer. A sacrament is a holy ordinance instituted by Christ, wherein, by sensible signs, Christ and the benefits of the new covenant are represented, sealed, and applied to believers. Question 93. What are the sacraments of the New Testament? Answer. The sacraments of the New Testament are baptism and the Lord's Supper. Question 94. What is baptism? Answer. Baptism is a sacrament wherein the washing with water in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost doth signify and seal our engrafting into Christ, and partaking of the benefits of the covenant of grace, in our engagement to be the Lord's. Question 95. To whom is baptism to be administered? Answer. Baptism is not to be administered to any that are out of the visible church, till they profess their faith in Christ and obedience to him, but the infants of such as are members of the visible church are to be baptized. Question 96. What is the Lord's Supper? Answer. The Lord's Supper is a sacrament, wherein, by giving and receiving bread and wine according to Christ's appointment, his death is showed forth, and the worth receivers are, not after a corporal and carnal manner, but by faith, made partakers of his body and blood, with all his benefits, to their spiritual nourishment and growth in grace. Question 97. What is required to be the worthy receiving of the Lord's Supper? Answer. It is required of them that would worthily partake of the Lord's Supper, that they examine themselves of their knowledge to discern the Lord's body, of their faith to feed upon him, of their repentance, love, and new obedience, lest, coming unworthily, they eat and drink judgment to themselves. Question 98. What is prayer? Answer. Prayer is an offering up of our desires unto God for things agreeable to his will, in the name of Christ, with confessions of our sins and thankful acknowledgement of his mercies. Question 99. What rule hath God given for our direction in prayer? Answer. The whole word of God is of use to direct us in prayer, but the special rule of direction is that form of prayer which Christ taught his disciples, commonly called the Lord's Prayer. Question 100. What doth the preface of the Lord's Prayer teach us? Answer. The preface of the Lord's Prayer, which is, Our Father which art in heaven, teacheth us to draw near to God with all holy reverence and confidence, as children to a Father, able and ready to help us, and that we should pray with and for others.